Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pat Robertson, religious broadcaster, founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network, host of the 700 Club, dead at 93, as we've been telling you this morning, no matter how you feel about him. Big influence on the country, the politics of it for decades. Ordained minister, ran for president in 88. Big force in cementing religion in Republican politics. John McHenry, veteran Republican pollster with us, vice president of North Star Opinion Research.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
So Pat Robertson clearly mixed church and state, and as stated, he was a powerhouse behind the scenes in front of the camera, bringing new power to Christian conservatives. Rather than look back quite so much, I'd like to get into how what he did then is being played out in and felt in politics today.
Yeah, it's an interesting point because he was involved in politics, obviously ran for president, but very much part of the establishment. His father had been a politician, and he sought to bring a little bit more Christianity into politics. It's interesting the way it's sort of spun out now, where he never really gave up his witness as a Christian in order to pursue politics. Some of the folks that you see now, Franklin Graham, certainly almost sound like they think that former President Donald Trump is a messianic figure, and they're much more willing to play on the populist side of conservative politics rather than hold to a traditional Christianity as they get into politics.
There's something with the timing of this, actually, that we can point to, right, is a very concrete thing that happened. Everybody's in Iowa. All these candidates, there's, what, 12 of them on the GOP
yeah,
side?
Right.
Pat Robertson started the Iowa thing.
Yeah, he really did. Obviously, Iowa hadn't been a thing, particularly until the 70s when we changed to picking our nominees through the primaries and caucuses. But he went to Iowa, beat a sitting vice president, and showed that Iowa had the ability to really shake up these presidential races by focusing not a lot of dollars necessarily there, but a lot of time.
What else did Pat Robertson do then, decades ago, that we are experiencing today? Because there are people probably, you know, young enough that don't know him, don't remember him, but that are feeling the effects of what he did.
Yeah, that's certainly true. He's, you know, one of the first people to portray that huge television ministry with the 700 Club into a national political platform, kind of uniquely positioned, as I said, with his father having been a politician, where he sort of lived in both worlds, talked about learning the words mommy, daddy, and constituent in that order as a formative part of his life, but then really sort of drew into, you know, Ronald Reagan's traditional stool of, you know, fiscal conservative policy, hawkish national defense, and conservative social issues as sort of the foundation of Republican politics in a way that we're sort of getting away from now, where it's much more about populism and nationalism than Robertson probably would have been comfortable with starting out at a younger age.
Thoughts on that show, that 700 Club, and I've seen it talked about all sorts of way, you know, a bunch of secular issues with religious tones, obviously. Big guess, I mean, he got several presidents on there. More suited to TV than your usual church service was. But some of the things that were said, I mean, about 9/11, about Islam, about AIDS,
sure,
homosexuality, feminism. No civilization has survived after embracing these things that I don't like. I mean, how does one square some of that?
He sort of comes from a different era. So I saw somebody this morning had talked about he's sort of the last of the old Southern politicians. You know, much more in tune with what was going on in the South of the, you know, 50s, even 60s, then, and to see that sort of portrayed in the 80s and 90s and, you know, 2000s now sort of takes us back, you know, going further in condemning Islam than certainly George W. Bush would have gone. George W. Bush was careful to draw a line between Islamic fundamentalists, and even, you know, even Islamic fundamentalists versus terrorists, and said that those aren't one and the same, where, you know, a Jerry Falwell, a Pat Robertson certainly would have said, you know, condemned all of Islam.
John McHenry there, veteran Republican pollster, VP North Star Opinion Research. John, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.